Hello, Western Avenue. This is Mrs. Gibbons. Today is Wednesday, May 3rd, and we will be reading more of The One and Only Ivan. We are reading pages 256 to 269. Let's get started. Leaving. Early in the morning, Maya arrives with many other humans. Some have white coats. Some have rustling papers. They are hushed, busy, determined. Ruby enters her box first. "I'm scared, Ivan," she calls from inside the box. "I don't want to leave you." A part of me doesn't want her to leave either, but I know I can't tell her that. "Think of all the amazing stories you can share with your new family," I say. Ruby falls silent.
"I'll tell them your elephant joke," she says after a long pause. "The one about the refrigerator."
"I bet they'd like that. And be sure to tell them about Bob and Julia and me." I clear my throat. "And Stella?"
"I'll remember everyone," Ruby says, "especially you."
Before I can say any more, they roll her cage out to a waiting truck. It's my turn. Bob is hiding in a corner behind my pool. The humans don't even notice him. While they're busy making sure my box is ready, Bob sneaks over. He licks my chin, just in case there are any leftovers.
"You," I whisper, "are the one and only Bob."
I reach for Not Tag. She is a limp rag without her stuffing. Dribbles of paint cover her fur. I hold her out to Bob. He tilts his head, confused.
"To help you sleep," I say.
Bob takes her in his teeth and slips away.
"Good boy." "Good, Ivan. Good boy," Maya says when I lumber into my box.
I hear the clicker, and I'm rewarded with a tiny marshmallow. When I'm settled, Maya gives me a sweet drink that tastes of mango and something bitter. My eyes grow heavy. I want to see what happens next, but I am sleepy, so sleepy. I dream I'm with Tag and we're swinging from vines while Stella watches. The sun slices through the thick ceiling of trees and the breeze tastes like fruit.
Moving.
My eyes flutter open. The box is moving. I am in the grumbling belly of some great beast. I fall back asleep. Awakening. I awake to glass and steel. It's a new cage, not unlike my old cage, except that it's much cleaner. Maya's here, and other humans I recognize.
"Hey there, Ivan," Maya says. "He's coming too, guys."
I have three walls of glass. The fourth wall is a curtain of wooden slats strung together. This doesn't look like the zoos on TV. Where are the other animals? Where are the gorillas? Is this where Ruby ended up? In a cage? Just like her old cage? Still alone? Is she cold? Hungry? Sad? Is there anyone to tell her stories when she can't get to sleep?
Missing. I miss my old cozy cage. I miss my art. But most of all, I miss Bob. My belly's cold without him.
Food. The food is fine here. No soda, though. Or cotton candy. Not famous. I have no visitors here. No sticky-fingered children or weary parents. Only Maya and her humans come with their soothing voices and soft hands. I wonder if I had stopped being famous. Something in the air. Endless days pass, and then I notice something. A change. I don't know what it is, but I taste it in the air, like far-off rain clouds gathering.
A new TV.
Maya brings me a TV.
It is bigger than my old one. She turns it on.
I think you're going to like this show,
she says, smiling.
I'm hoping for a romance, or maybe a Western.
But it's a nature show, one without human voices or ads. It's a show about gorillas being gorillas. I watch them eat and groom and play fight. I even watch them sleep.
I wonder why Mac never put on this channel.
The family. Every day, I watch the gorillas on the TV screen. It's a small family and an odd one. Just three females and a juvenile male without a silverback to protect them. They groom each other and eat and sleep, then groom each other some more. They are a contented group, placid and good-natured, although, like any family, they bicker from time to time. Excited. This morning, for some reason, there is no gorilla show on TV. Maya and the other humans are excited. They chirp like birds at dawn. Today's the day, they say. I've watched many humans watch me, but never have they looked so happy. Maya goes to the wall of wooden slats. She grins goofily. She pulls a string. That is the end of today's reading of The One and Only Ivan. Thanks, Western Avenue.